am the boss, though. Okay. Fine. So, he had awesome things to say. If you don't remember or you weren't here, feel free to go to wellashland.com. You can always listen to any of the old sermon series from, like, the year 2015. So, go for it. That'd be fun for you over winter break, I'm sure. You can see how far I've come in my preaching ability. So tonight, we're in Psalm 130 and 131. And had this awesome sermon. And then I was talking to someone this week and telling them about the history of the well and all these, like, cool things that I had planned for before COVID hit. And then COVID hit and ruined all my plans. I don't know if that happened to your life, but it also happened to my life, where this pandemic really, like, brought down the vibe. And the main thing that I wanted to focus on from, like, that point didn't get to really happen, which is, like, you guys interacting with each other. There's no rule that says we have to sing three songs and then I have to preach a 35-minute sermon and then we have to sing two more songs and then eat Oreos in the foyer. Like, this is a space and an opportunity for this community to grow together. So that's actually what we're going to do tonight. So you've learned a lot about the Psalms already. You have spent time understanding their format. Psalms kind of read funny depending on the translation, so feel free to, like, use the Message version, which is in the pews. That's, like, American language Bible version, like, common language stuff. I've been preaching out of the NRSV, so if you want to, like, look up those Psalms on that computer in your pocket, you can use that translation. But what we're going to do tonight is something that some of you might be familiar with, and it's called a five-question Bible study. So you guys are going to get into groups of 3 to 5. I feel like anywhere where you're flirting with, like, 6, 7, 8, that's too big. I would not do what we're doing tonight. So 3 to 5 of you, and what you're going to do, it's going to be listed on this slide the whole time. You're going to read in your groups Psalm 130 and 131 out loud 2 times. The reason I say twice is because you should have 2 different people read them, and it doesn't even have to be the same translation, but I want you to, like, pick up on what's going on in the text. Maybe a good idea would be to read out of the NRSV and the Message. Like, switch it up. Creative freedom available to you in your groups. And then you're going to go through these questions together. What did you like? It's a pretty easy question. What did you not like? Now, maybe some of you have never been told that you're allowed to not like something in the Bible, but here's my permission to tell you that that's okay. Talk about it. Why didn't you like it? Do you have any questions? Is anything confusing to you? Talk about that. And then start transitioning into, like, where do we see God in this passage? What is God doing? What's that? And then finally, you'll end together with talking about, like, okay, now that we've walked through all this learning together, how do I feel compelled to respond to God in my life? Like, what do I feel like the Spirit's asking me to do? And then you'll pray together. And then we'll sing. It'll take, like, 25 minutes. Maybe that sounds like a long time, but it'll fly. Josh is going to just, like, play some guitar up here. Maybe he'll sing God of Wonders. You don't know. You really never know. He could do anything. Does anyone have any logistical questions about what we're going to do tonight? Sweet. That means I was very clear. Or you're all like, we're actually going to leave. So I'm going to pray for you, and then feel free to get into groups. Just stay up here, talk for a while, and then I'll bring us back when it's time. God, thank you for the gift of your word. Thank you for the gift of community. And I pray that as we read your word that reveals your character, God, that we would come to a better understanding of who you are, better understanding of how it is that we're supposed to respond to you tonight. And so I pray that you would help us to not be nervous, to talk to new people or pray out loud. But Lord, that you would speak to us in this time of small group discussion, that you would reveal things to our hearts that maybe we've been hiding for a little while. But more than that, God, we thank you for the gift of each other, the gift of community, that we can walk on this road together, that we can climb this mountain to your presence together, and that you promise that you'll be there. You promise your presence to us. So I thank you for that as well. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Just going to bring us back. If you guys aren't done with the whole process, you're welcome to, like, continue that through our next worship set or stay after the well or get lunch this week. I don't know. But I had a really interesting chat with some of my friends in the back after Kevin told me about how he didn't like this exercise. That, like, this... What? Yeah, they're like, how could you? Yeah. So, I brought up the concept that, like, I feel like the thing for me is that I don't hope for very much. Like, hope is not a thing that I really think about in my life. Like, very, like, okay, is this going to happen? Or is it not going to happen? Like, I don't hope things happen. It's like, I will make this happen or it will not happen, and I'll carry on with my life. But thinking about, we made the connection about, like, thinking about hope in a similar way that a couple weeks ago we talked about thinking about prayer, where it's like, when we learn the Lord's Prayer and then the ask, seek, knock thing comes up, those things are connected, where it's like, well, okay, God, why didn't you give me that thing I asked for? What God's actually promising in that passage is like, oh, I'll give you the kingdom of God if you ask for it. If you're looking for the kingdom, you're going to find it. And so if you knock on the door to the kingdom of God, it's going to be open to you. And so it's like, oh, if we pray for the right things, if our posture is right in the way that we interact with the Lord, like, oh, yeah, his promises do come true. I can see that. Wow, amazing. And so it's like, oh, I was reminded, like, am I even hoping for the right things? I don't know, because I guess hope's not, like, a disciplined thing in my life very often. But I'm interested to know, like, you don't have to share what you feel like. You don't have to go to number 5, but you can. But I just want to know, like, is there anything that came up in your group that you'd like to share, or you feel like other people could benefit hearing from? Anything that you guys thought was interesting or, like, rough or questions? Yeah, Grant. God has interesting, funny, sometimes annoying timing. Mm-hmm. Waiting is difficult. Is anyone like, I love waiting? Anytime someone asks me to pray for patience for them, I'm like, are you sure? Like, I don't have to pray for this. I'm going to give you an out because God's going to make something happen or not to make you patient. So, like, yeah, waiting's not something that any of us are really used to. My computer wouldn't load quickly today, and I was about to, like, light things on fire. I'm like, maybe I have a problem. Maybe. Anything else? Redemption is in and of the Lord, if you didn't hear that. Important thing to remember. What else did you guys talk about? Yeah, to acknowledge the ways that God's been faithful. Super important. And also really hard. Well, my hope is that you guys will continue approaching scripture like this. I feel like it's a nice, like, easy way into the deep end. I'm not just like, okay, read this, and then how is the Lord asking you to change your life? It's like, let's ease on in and see what God has for us in this thing. And that's a really great way to approach scripture, because sometimes it can be like, I don't know, this is just kind of boring. Or like, I don't know what to expect. Or I don't know how God speaks or those sorts of things. But if we can go into his word and to study it, that's a really good habit to develop in your life. And so the two psalms that we focused on tonight have to do with, yeah, waiting and then trusting in the Lord. And, like, I just think all of life, that's so relevant, where it's like, just keep waiting. And the psalms are hard. We also talked about in our group, like, what if we were writing the psalms today? What would those sound like? Like, what would you have to say about God? And the Psalms are tricky because, like, I conceptually know that I can go to the Psalms and I can find the whole, like, width and breadth of human emotion, and it's awesome to feel like someone was there with you, even if you feel alone in what you're feeling. But then sometimes I read Psalms, and I'm like, okay, cool. There's a psalm that says, like, I know that I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And I'm like, you're positive that that's going to be true? Like, you know, psalmist, that you're going to see that? Because holy moly, it seems like it just gets worse. Like, how do you know? And so I think it's a really good discipline to just, like, stay in the Psalms, too. And to know that the Lord's presence is available to you is a really, really important thing for you to carry on into your life. So we're going to worship some more. And if you want to continue to, like, chat or pray together or do whatever that is. I was like, Grant, do you have something to say? No, he just is going to play the guitar. And so Cole's going to play the drums. Nice. I didn't tell the well leaders this, but if some of you would be willing to just, like, come up front or in the back to be available for people if they want prayer, like, that's something that's available to you tonight. Yeah, let's pray together. God, we're thankful that you are faithful in our lives. We're thankful that you were here, that you are here, that you're speaking, that you're moving, that you care about us in, like, a very real way, very specific way about our day-to-day lives. You care. Thank you for the attention to our lives. Thank you that we can find our hope in you, that you promise your presence to us, that you promise your goodness, and that we're not going to be put to shame for putting our hope in you. So, Lord, I pray that this wouldn't just be something that was here tonight and we forget for the rest of our lives, but that you would help us to take what we've learned about you in this place tonight and through the semester, and that we could begin to walk in step with you, that we would act in the way that you've transformed us, and that we wouldn't just know things about you in our heads, but we would live it out through actual knowing in our lives. God, we love you and we trust you, and we're really just thankful for your presence. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.